What's
No.
good?
The
Uh-oh.
commissioner is in the
See my
building.
dog?
Uh-oh, and PJ's making a PJ's.
It's just y'all two so far, everybody? Uh-oh.
Nah, you see, Wall Street's here.
Definitely,
Ryan's here.
PJ. I gotta say, I'm happy for
PJ's
Wall
here.
Street, man. I'm happy for Wall Street. I gotta say that.
Okay.
I know nobody else is, but where's
Listen.
EI? We got 4 minutes.
I don't care where Wall Street's drafted. It's gonna be an event.
Hey, I
Listen,
want to wish the commissioner the best of luck this season because I know we bothered the hell out of heck last year. Got it.
a weekly basis.
On a
On a
daily basis,
weekly
though, on a
basis.
daily basis.
Thank
Like
you,
that shit was set up
Clearview.
daily. This shit is weekly.
Every day it
I found
was
myself like at work
Go put
working on some
your
fucking fantasy shit. I was like, yo, this shit is
shirt on.
free. I can't be doing this nonsense.
That's because it was bragging rights, bro. I can't even lie. I was the only person I got to sleep against was Wall Street. I was like,
The
now nah, I'll wake up and do my roster. I'm
Wall Street
fine.
gave up too soon. Ryan's on. Where's Ryan at?
He's
Right
eating.
here.
Yeah, right. Every all rest of the hour was like, yo, I gotta wake up at like 3, 4 in the morning and figure this shit. Well, Ryan, I stopped even doing it too because Ryan was always busy last season. So he
Yeah,
was just
open.
like, at this one point, I was just like, yo, Ryan ain't even gonna play. I'm not worried about him.
Yeah, he let it go. He was like, you know what, F this.
Then he'd have a week where he'd had nothing to do and he'd shy. He'd
Well, I mean,
pop
that
up.
was like, there was also times where they were like revenge matches.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up, Brian?
What's up, Ryan? Like me and E Legend was talking 1 week. And he's like, yeah, I got Ryan this week. Ryan ain't playing. I was like, well, you ain't got nothing to worry about. And Ryan was like, yeah, I'm free. And like, oh, I was like, E, you fucking up. he was
Didn't
texting
buy
me.
like 5 points or something.
He was texting me at like 5 in the morning, like, yo.
Yo, Ryan, where are you going Sunday? Germany.
Oh,
I'm
you're
flying
doing
on
Germany? Where
Saturday.
are you now?
Yeah. I gotta go for work.
Chilling
Oh,
with Dirk
nice.
Nowitzki. Yo, is Oktoberfest
Dude.
still going
Yeah, it's actually this is the last weekend for it.
on? Ooh, that's gonna be fun. You got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Hey. You going with your girlfriend?
No, I'm
Hey.
going for work.
Oh,
Hey,
there
you
you
go.
trying to swipe right?
Hey, right.
You trying to.
Crazy.
Oh, God, yo,
Yeah.
coach. I
Look,
want to
man, coach is the
first tell you. I'm gonna tell
Yo,
you
we
this
got 1 minute.
now,
We got 1 minute.
coach. Hey,
I'm paying attention.
you having first pick again means nothing.
Wait, first pick coming
I'm
up.
sorry.
Coach's first pick,
I'm not
right?
picking Trae Young. I'm not picking Obi. I'm not picking Evan Fournier. So
Don't pick RJ.
you don't get Fred VanVleet. I didn't pick RJ last year. Somebody else picked RJ.
Oh,
Wall
Wall
Street
Street,
picked. I think Clint Henry.
don't you? Hey,
Wall Street
Wall
picked
Street
the whole
had
Knicks
Wall Street
team.
picked the whole Knicks. Wall Street had Randle. He had RJ. He had
Wall Street,
Mitchell
don't pick
Robinson.
RJ, yo.
Yo, you did Don't
good.
get
I'm not gonna lie.
Luka.
It was
Don't
just
get
it didn't work
Luka
out for
and
me.
join him.
Yeah, Wall Street's players
Oh,
did
the
better
draft
on other
started,
people's
guys. The draft's
teams.
on. Draft's
So
on.
3-2-1.
Okay. So, coach.
Without any debate.
Oh! Who do you pick?
Give him a minute,
Without
dude.
any
He's got a
debate,
minute. He's got a minute
he
in
was number one
Germany.
last year. He's gonna be number one this year.
Who you
Back in the
picking?
MVP discussion, easily. I kind of wanted to pick
What?
Luka. I kind of
Why?
wanted
Why?
to
Why are
pick
you
Luka.
picking? Why'd you pick? Who'd you pick though?
Because he was number one last year. He finished the year number one in points. Like,
Okay.
what else was there to talk about?
Okay.
Who you?
You don't gotta pick your players so fast, bro. Like,
No, 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 no,
yes, you
no. I
can,
want
yo.
the
Don't,
expense bonus.
yo. Yo,
I don't
who's
want the
up? Who's
downturn.
up? Damn,
Who's up?
who
Yo, Wall
went
Street, you up?
next?
Who's up? I'm
Who's
up.
Wall Street? You are. No, Wall Street went. Oh no, Wall Street, you're up.
Oh, how
What?
much time I got?
You got
1 minute and 20.
a
You got
minute and 23
80
seconds.
seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, who should I get?
Be legendary.
Yo, this is crazy.
Be
This is making
legendary.
me nervous, honestly. This is
Be
making me nervous.
legendary.
Guys, what should I do?
Devin
Be
Booker.
legendary.
You
Be
should pick in a minute
legendary.
and 10 seconds.
Be
That's decent. For
legendary. That's
the
so
next
much
amount of fake
better.
games for you,
Let's
Clint.
be legendary.
He picked both.
Let
Oh
the
my
healing begin.
God. Yes.
Wait, who you pick?
He picked Devin
Oh, you
Booker.
picked Book? Oh,
Are
that's
you
so
serious?
crazy.
Yo.
Throw the whole draft away.
Okay,
throw the whole draft away, man.
Yo, you know how many points he's going to get when KD twists his ankle during warm-ups?
Oh, no, oh man. God. Not in the hypothetical.
This game fucking
has to be the greatest STK moment ever right now.
Yo, you know you could have picked him second round.
Yo, coach, let him ride. Let him ride right now. Let him ride.
Nah, I'm disappointed.
We'll get him in.
I thought the sole purpose was to make sure he didn't make this mistake.
You better hope Devin.
Y'all should have put me last then.
Yo, you are a troll for real, bro.
Close the door, baby. Close the door.
Yo, goodbye. I was, there is a God, y'all, because I was praying. I wanted Wall Street to be legendary so bad. Hey, did I not say?
I didn't tell you, man.
Did I not predict this?
Oh, there it is.
I am Nostradamus. So we got
Nicola.
I am Nostradamus.
Oh, that was an easy one. You could have got Wall Street. You could have got Devin Booker in the second round, too, bro.
Yeah, he's the best shooting guard on the board.
Don't matter. Thank you. Wall Street, thank you. I'm picking.
You can't give this guy Giannis.
All right. Giannis or Shai? Giannis or Shai?
Giannis and B. Oh, God.
Close the door. Close it.
I'm going to pick Giannis.
Yo, where was Devin Booker ranked? Please, someone tell me.
I got him ranked 24.
No fucking way.
He was not ranked to be in the first round. I'll tell you that much. We got
Ed, Clearview.
Clearview's not up.
Oh, Luca.
What's his name?
He's on.
E-Legend picked Doc Luca. Shout out the E-Legend.
Motherfucker.
Come on, Ryan. Who you got? It's wide open. Thanks to Wall Street, it is wide open.
Oh, man. I picked my guy.
It's gonna be like those girls over in Germany.
Oh,
my God.
Who'd I got Tatum.
You picked Joel again?
Yo, wow. Yo, Wall Street.
I'm not picking Tatum. I ain't gonna pick Tatum.
You're gonna pick Shai. Yeah, big Shai.
Too early for Shai. All right, well, my first pick.
He's ranked really high this year, bro.
No, I believe it, and there's a reason for it, but, like, you always go for a center. You need the boards. Four man gets paid.
I'm up again.
I got Tatum, fellas. I got Jason Tatum.
That's a good pick. And honestly,
don't gas him.
You luckily got him thanks to Wall Street.
Thank you, Wall Street. I'm gonna thank you.
Don't trade nobody in your top five either. Unless it's to me.
Yo. Coach, you bug it. I think Wall Street's your G League team. Is that what's going on?
Hey, listen, I'm just talking good business.
Oh man. Hey, listen. Shai Gilgeous. Oh, yo, Ed, that was a sneaky pick, bro. You ain't even announce it. You just pick him?
Yo,
that's a sneaky
pick. That nigga's talking shit. I'm picking players.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Bronx Bombers, you back on second round.
Who do I get? Go. Damn, Hector, you fucked up, Wall Street. Sorry, man.
Listen.
Who? Tyrese or Anthony Edwards?
I tell you, shit. Pick an NBA player and move on.
Wait, somebody picked Shai, right?
Yeah. Yo, Ryan, that's gonna come back to bite you, bro. Shai should have been your pick. As big as you are on Shai anyway, I can't believe you didn't pick him. I was like, yo, I was gonna pick Shai to spite you. And I was like,
oh no, I know. I mean, all right, trying to do a little reverse psychology.
I think my player.
You picked Tyrese Haliburton?
Yep.
You're welcome. You're going to draft all the players I drafted last year? It ain't going to work for you.
You had a pretty decent team, so you're going to lose some guys this year. It happens.
I had a championship team, coach. Let's keep it a book. I had a championship team.
We should do like a keeper. Like the top
we should guys. Do a keeper league, yo.
We should do a keeper league, yeah.
Oh, clearly you just got Anthony Edwards. I was going to grab him.
Oh, clearly you got Anthony Edwards?
Yeah. Sure. That's a good one.
That's a good pick. That's a very good pick.
Yeah.
It's all about upside. I thought he had upside last year. So.
You see.
All
right. Carl Towns is still on the team right here.
Yo,
Queens. Uh-oh, Queens get the money. Ryan, that was a good pick, though. DeMontis
I don't know Sabonis. About that one.
That was a good
pick. No, that's a good pick.
Ooh.
I wouldn't have picked it. I ain't gonna lie. Yo, you still want to trade, bro?
$10.
So, fellas, I've been thinking, right?
Uh-oh.
Last year.
Don't let this nigga confuse you guys. Who's up?
I'm up. Last year, you know, I thought outside the box. It got me a championship. You know, and being the inaugural championship meant everything. Beating you guys meant everything. For all the nights I lost sleep.
This year, you don't care. Let's go.
No. I care. I still care because I'm going to beat y'all again. And this pick is going to show you how much I'm going to win. I'm drafting LaMelo Ball. Be legendary, Wall Street.
Not a bad pick.
I'm picking LaMelo Ball.
I think he's going to have a jump.
I'm got picking LaMelo Ball.
Yo, you didn't take Steph Curry?
He picked Trey? He picked Trey?
Seriously?
That's what I'm saying.
Damn. Listen, Trey gave me big numbers last year.
Win. Actually, he did give him big numbers, though. I'm not going to lie. He did. But he was the only guy that gave him big numbers. So, Wall Street. That's a great pick. Obi was freed. Oh, man. That's crazy.
And Obi was free.
Obi was freed. That's crazy. Who you picking up? Who you picking, coach? Come on, coach. You pick Curry? Wow. Okay. He picked Curry. Okay. What made you pick Curry?
He was good, and he had a good run last year. He's going to be healthier this year.
Did he? It's interesting.
Oh.
Come on.
Is it going to be Brunson?
I almost took LeBron.
Oh, you picked Durant? Okay.
Good pick.
Playing it safe a little bit.
Okay. It's interesting. I like the drafting this year better than last year. It was better.
I got Porzingis.
Oh my god.
Yo, what the fuck?
Don't tell him nothing. Don't tell him nothing.
Yo, you are the number one.
Don't care, yo.
Don't tell him nothing.
I trade you for Porzingis.
So, fellas, I'm back on the clock again. And man, you know, there was a lot going on last year.
Yo, would you pick your fucking player?
There was a lot of players that I was looking at, man. And I, you know, right now, it's between. I'm looking at, you know, a couple of players, and what I got. I got a guard. I got two guards right now.
The suspense is made for TV right now.
I got one guard. I don't know, man. You know what? I'm gonna go light on y'all. Me personally, I am gonna pick. Ooh, when Heck gets a pick. I got to pick this suspenseful, bro. Come on. You guys are just picking. You ain't got nothing to do.
Man.
Pick the player, yo. Pick the player. Listen, it's my time. It is my time, okay? And I'm going to use it wisely.
Enjoy yourself.
I'm good. Exactly. Thank you. Thank you, coach. I appreciate you. Oh, man. Let me see. 20 seconds to go?
Still some time.
It's a tough pick, man. It's a tough pick.
Hope you auto-draft.
It's really not that difficult.
You hope I auto-draft?
10 seconds.
Uh-oh. No, I would go with Donovan
Mitchell. Going to the queue.
I'm going to Donovan Mitchell.
Wow.
Oh, my God. The next guy on the list.
Wow. The soon-to-be New York Knicks.
Ooh.
LeBron?
Oh, LeBron. That's a good pick. That's a good pick.
That's a value pick right there. From where he dropped to, that's a value pick.
It is. Not going to lie.
That's one.
There's rules about resting this year, so might be a good pick.
Yep. Definitely.
Boring.
That's a good pick.
Oh, that's a good pick. Who drafted Laurie? Oh yeah.
Mark, I figured
he did good last year.
Yeah.
Clearly, you better hold on to Jaren Jackson. Coming back, let him go. I'm taking him.
Oh yeah, I'm not letting him go. Now let's go, go, go.
Yo, I feel like you guys are drafting my whole team from last year, bro.
Wow. Yo, yeah, because you cut and trade, you cut and signed everybody. So basically, half the league is yours.
Listen, I capitalized off of you guys' mistakes.
That's what we're gonna call it. Capitalization.
That's why Ryan was the smartest person. He didn't, him and Ed didn't cut nobody. They held on to injured players. I thought Ryan would be vulnerable. I'd be like, I mean, Ryan, trade me. He'd be like, no, that's because it's you. Like, damn, bro.
Yeah, hey, what you got going on over there? Sipping on some
yak?
No doubt.
Yo, where's he? Is he joining?
Some of these pickers taking so long.
I'm torn, yo. I'm torn.
He's torn.
Do I do Anthony Davis or do I do Bam Adebayo?
Pick somebody, bro. Pick somebody.
Yes, baby. I'm coming. Close the door, okay? I'm coming.
I know the draft was delayed. Your picks don't got to be delayed.
Oh, he's torn. Yo, up. I can feel it.
I'm talking about anticlimactic, right? Pick your player, Ed. Pick your player.
Yo, you got the whole Lakers team.
I love it. He's going to be injured.
Anthony Davis
goes to the Bronx Bombers. It's horrible. And he picks again.
Yeah, I pick again.
So just pick you know the, what? Pick the
I'm
two
gonna
players.
I'm going to go with the all-injured route. You know how I do, yo. You know how I got it going on.
How you got it?
Wait.
Where you got it?
Yeah.
Big risk, yo. High reward.
Oh.
What?
Oh, man. I had him queried. I had him queried.
You had him queued?
You had him queued up? Yes, you did.
All right. I got my man. I had to get a Nick.
And Jalen Brunson? That's a good pick right there. Not even gonna hold you. That's a good pick. That is a good pick. Yeah. Damn, Clever, you took that right from right out of the clutches because that's what Ryan was trying to get. I know
Ryan. That's who he was eyeing.
Ryan was trying to get Jalen Brunson. Don't even lie.
No, I wasn't trying to get Jalen Brunson. I had said it before. I thought that's who Wall Street was gonna get. But right now, I don't know. I'm looking at a couple of different people.
Here we go.
What people are you looking at? Brian.
I ain't gonna tell y'all.
Here we go.
Definitely not Jonathan Murray.
Yo, Wall Street, we can't see you. What's up? Sup?
What's up?
He's crying.
The player view, unmute your shit, yo. But honey,
this is gonna be
honey.
Heck, this is actually the pick that might be the one I regret. But we'll see. I mean,
Jordan Poole
could be the steal of the night.
Join the Zoom, bro. Stop playing.
Could be the steal of the night.
Join the Zoom, bro. Stop playing.
Bit of a reach, Ryan, but I like it.
Yo, I mean, if he's on his team, it's his own team now. Like,
oh, hold on 1 second. Let me call you back. And honestly, that's not. We were talking about it. It wasn't a bad pick. It's one of those picks that can go either way.
Yeah.
Mikal Bridges.
That's a good one.
That was a good one.
I beg to differ.
The Bronze Bomber. So we got the Bronx Bombers and the Bronze Bombers. What is going on? There's no creative. There's no creative.
A lot of bombers out here, huh? A
lot of bombers. All these bombers. You're going to bomb out.
Listen, actually, no, never mind. I take that back. That's a bad joke. Whatever, with the climate.
Bad joke.
With the climate of the world right now, that's a terrible joke.
Oh, gosh.
I got to be that guy.
Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. So at this pick.
Wait, who took Jordan Poole?
Another 90 seconds before our selection.
I don't know, man. This is tough. I got some players on here. Who you got? I got some players on here, man. It's
Julius Randle, yo. What's up with him?
Thought he got picked already. Well, he's there. Nah. Yeah, he's there. He's 35.
He's lower down on the list.
Yeah. Wonder why.
You're trying to get him traded.
I wonder why. Yeah, man. This is going to be tough, man. Do I take the $300 million man? I don't know, man. This is tough. This is a tough pick. Oh, I got 30 seconds left. All right, fuck it. I'm going to go with Siakam. I'm going to go with Pascal Siakam.
Damn,
I'm going to go with Pascal Siakam. I'm telling you, I'm keeping y'all on your toes, man. Y'all better step it up.
Oh, boy. Thank
you. You made this pick a whole lot easier by taking
Julius.
Who we got?
He picked Julius Randle.
Julius
Randle. I'm the last. You gotta get him. You gotta get him.
Bum sandwich.
Yo, I'm quietly creating a squad.
Boy, if you don't stop.
You're quietly creating a travesty is what you're creating.
He picked Kyrie.
Yeah.
Who picked Kyrie? Coach, you be picking on the sneak, bro. Come on, man. Kyrie's bum juice.
That's an easy one.
He's bum juice.
He got help. It's gonna be an easy season for him.
It is. I beg to differ.
No.
There you go. Come on. Oh man, and away we go.
All right, I gotta do it because I don't want to miss out. My reach of the draft,
you don't want to FOMO.
Ooh.
Victor Wembanyama.
Wow.
Come on, coach. I expect so much better of you.
No. You got to have some fun.
Oh, Wall Street. You bum. You bum ass. that's what I get for giving out tips to bums. Yeah, $8 in Wall Street, bum street. That's all right. He wasn't on my draft. Notice that. He wasn't on my draft list anyway. At least not this high up. So, damn, I got a minute, 27 seconds.
I really wanted Julius Randle.
It's tough, man. This is tough. I mean, looking at this from the standpoint of I could go with DeMar, De'Aaron, Brandon Ingram. I could reach and go Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard, I heard, came into camp looking like a monster.
I don't know what regular season is. Just mute yourself. In fact, Wall Street, I mean, you're getting muted. No one wants to hear you right now. No one wants to hear you. Oh, man, I'm going with Jaylen Brown.
I know who my Anthony Edwards is for this year.
I'm going with Jaylen Brown. I'm picking Jaylen Brown. I'm going with the $300 million man.
That's a safe pick.
That's as safe as it gets.
I thought you was dangerous.
Oh, no. I didn't win championships. Bam. I don't win championships by being dangerous, brother. The Bronze Bomber picked Bam Adebayo. Okay.
I didn't pick anybody.
And you were still on the board. The
Bronze Bomber.
Not I should have took him bomber. Just because.
I tell ya.
Let's go, Clearview. You got it.
Clearview. It's all on you, bro.
Yeah.
No, this is Ryan. Ryan's up.
Yeah.
Ryan, who you got, bro?
Say
nobody. Just pick. Pick Kawhi Leonard. Pick James Harden. You need the tandem. You can't have the left shoe without the right shoe.
Nah.
Left shoe without the right shoe.
What the fuck?
Pick all Austin right. Reeves.
Nah.
I'm him.
Heck and heck, both trolls. That's crazy.
Him. I'm him.
It's not in the name. It's not in the name that just makes you a troll.
I'm him. I'm him.
I'm torn. Come on, bro.
Kyle Kuzma. Kyle Kuzma's really ranked high. Like, he came into camp talking about he's having Mamba moments, bro. Nah, I made that up. He ain't say no.
I'm about to say, you're your Wall Street shit. You're your Wall Street shit. Go ahead.
Hans Wagner.
Torn between two.
You are going to Germany, so you might as well.
Yeah,
time for him yet. Oh, DeMar DeRozan, that's a good pick.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
DeMar.
Nah, that was I was leaning towards between him and Jalen. I was leaning towards one or the other.
Nobody's gonna get Ja Morant and hold him for the suspension.
Jesus, you should get him.
Please don't do it.
You should get him.
I will save him for you. Please don't do it.
How long is his suspension?
30 games.
I think you should get him. 25 games.
25 games. That's nothing, Wall Street. Get him.
Wall Street, pick him up in free agency, man. You can pick him up on the free wire.
Yeah, but somebody else is going to get him before that.
No, nobody else is going to pick him this round.
Wall Street, get him now. Get him now, Wall Street. You should get him now. Get him right now. Right. Wall Street, be legendary. Be legendary, man. Wall Street. We need you.
Hey, baby.
Chris Paul on the board.
You picked Brook Lopez. Clearview.
Yes, sir.
I'm watching you, bro. Say it. You're truly a troll.
I'm watching you, bro. Watching you. I see what you're trying to do, Clearview. I see what you're trying to do over there. I'm watching you, bro. That was a good pick. I ain't gonna lie. That was a good pick.
Yes, young lady. Shouldn't you be what's your mother over there doing? Oh, I'm about to restore order real quick. How many picks? Oh, I got two more picks. Okay, I gotta sit my ass
down.
Who's up?
I'm up.
Alex Bomber.
You torn?
Oh, I didn't mean to do that.
What'd you do?
Mean to do what? Desmond Bane.
Desmond Bane?
That's not a bad thing. You can do whatever you want.
That was an accident.
Oh, you're the commish. You can change that pick.
No, he can't. I'll change it right back.
That was a mistake.
Whatever. It's a good pick.
Damn, yo.
Yeah. You got to think. If when in doubt, what would Wall Street do?
It's so good. Throughout the season, he's gonna watch me get points off of Booker. That's all season long. All season long. Imagine the days that I'm the weeks that I'm facing him, and he gotta watch Devin Booker go off on himself.
Listen, in the perfect world, man.
Listen, Wall Street, you had to say pause after you said that, by the way. After he goes off on himself, come on, bro. You gotta say pause. Can't be talking like that. De'Aaron Fox.
That wasn't a good pick. It's okay.
That was a good pick.
Got him ranked number I got De'Aaron Fox ranked number 17.
Yeah. There's only eight of us, seven of us.
So yeah, a lot of people are gonna be.
Who's?
I got him ranked number 17. I got him in number 37, yo.
Who's picking ninth in a 7-man draft? Uh oh, Queens get the money.
Dollar bill, yo.
Yo, Ryan, that was a sneaky pick. I like that pick. You stole that one from me. I was trying to keep quiet on that one. I was trying to stay real low key about that one. Like, damn.
Which one?
Giddey.
Josh Giddey. That's a good.
That's the one I wanted too.
He's gonna be. He's gonna be. He's a big guard with an IQ for all you fucking people who don't understand. He posts up guards that are smaller than him and breaks down the court. And he's going to be doing that all season to the opposition. That's a hell of a pick. Damn you, Ryan. Damn you.
You had Josh Giddey last year. Me too.
No, but he got injured, so I had to get rid of him.
And I got injured.
But he's stronger this year. Yo, he was impressive in the FIBAs too.
Yo, shut up. Pick your player.
Who, me? It ain't me. This is on Queen, the Bronze Bomber. Oh, he picked Jimmy Butler. Again, another one. You just guys are just dismantling my team. Okay. It's all good. Jimmy Butler
don't play in the regular season.
Yeah, I know. It's all good. It's all good. Okay. Interesting situation.
White paper on this guy real quick before.
Oh man, this is interesting. But I'm gonna go after this guy. I kind of wanted him low key all last year, and I was like, who had him? I think Clearview had him, and wouldn't let him go. Either Clearview or no, not Ryan. Ryan might have had him too. I don't know. I think Ryan had him.
Is he a big?
He's a big. He's a big. He took him.
Pause.
Huh?
Yo.
What?
He is big. Pause.
Oh, my bad. Pause? Oh, who was supposed to say pause?
You said he is big. I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah, you're right. My fault. Pause. My bad. Shout out to It Is What It Is. They pause everybody. You had to watch it. They pause Paul Pierce. He was like, oh, y'all got me. But he said some wild shit, though.
He said some flagrant stuff.
He said some wild shit.
I feel like he does it on purpose at times.
All right, I'm going to go. I got to get a backup. I'm going with Nikola. I'm going to Vucic. I'm going with Vucic. Right. There's one thing I learned from Ed easy and
money.
Ryan.
Is easy big money players. Out here.
Easy money. I looked at your draft sheet, bro.
easy money out here.
Okay.
Rudy Gobert, I guess.
You know, the best thing that can happen is if
he wins this whole thing.
I'm on Wall Street with the whole thing.
Yo, you really be looking desperate. And it's like, there's no need. There's truly no need.
I got the 2K team. I got the 2K lineup for sure.
Yeah, I don't know, whatever you want to call it.
Man, you're not taking this thing seriously, yo. What's up?
Yo, Rudy Gobert could be a rebound leader.
That's why we got to play for money, guys, honestly.
Yo, we would be taking Wall Street's money right now.
This is the last year we play for free.
Yo, I got the best shooting guard on the board.
You have the best shooting guard.
And I might have the rebounding leader.
This is tough.
At Wall Street, we're trying to be a friend and tell you that you're lying to yourself. Number one, Anthony over in on the Timberwolves is the best shooting guard on the board. If you're gonna draft the best shooting guard, you were gonna take Anthony over.
That's not true. Booker is the best shooting guard. That's debatable.
Who's ranked higher? Anthony's rated higher in every other sports league except ESPN. So either ESPN is tripping or everyone else is tripping.
This is tough.
And when you look at Booker has to share the ball more, that wasn't a second pick. It wasn't the second overall pick, but that is what it is.
He
good.
Ooh, Kawhi. That's a good pick. I was going to scoop him up. I was.
Coach did you a favor, Ed.
I like that.
Coach did you a favor.
I like the Kawhi.
He'll be trying to trade him very soon. Oh, and you got Cade. That's a good pick. Kawhi, you're wildin'. You Wilder, you still in 2K14 with that pick.
I like Cade too, man.
Got Darius.
Oh man. I'm about to shock the world with this pick.
Be y'all legendary.
Yeah, I'm about to shock the world with this pick. Y'all gonna be like, oh shit. Like he's Wilder.
Don't tell me I think I know who it is.
I'm about to shock the world with this pick. Y'all gonna be like, what?
Like I know. Nah, honestly, if you take who I think you're gonna take.
Yeah, I think we're on the same page, coach. I think I know.
Take him.
You went through my short list, but I hate him.
So go ahead. Shake up the draft.
I'm gonna shock the world with this pick. Guys. Y'all ain't ready for this.
I found a couple pieces.
Yeah, I'm gonna shock the world with this pick. Y'all ain't ready.
DeAndre Ayton.
Who?
DeAndre Ayton.
No. Who do you think I am? Wall Street? Scotty Barnes. I'm picking Scotty Barnes.
Oh.
That's the guy. That's not one. I got to keep him away from Ryan. Ryan wouldn't trade him to me for nothing, and he was bum juice.
I like it a lot.
I thought you were going to get Harden. No. I'm a little let down. Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to roll the dice.
No. That's gonna be
points on the board
after one game. That shit's gonna be quiet. Like Ryan's what did it say? James Harden is playing himself out of the league. He doesn't realize it yet, but he's playing himself right out the league. Everybody's trying to warn him, but he's not listening.
You don't got infinite wigglers.
Seriously, bro. It's like, when Perkins is trying to tell you, like, yo, league's almost up on you, like, that's a telltale sign.
Oh, George,
why'd you do that?
I have no idea. Yo,
it's a weird choice.
That's the weirdest choice ever. That's the weirdest choice ever. What is he doing? But you guys drafted from video games, man. Like, what are you
I thought
doing?
That was a good. I think that's a good.
That's why it's a bad pick.
That is a good pick.
I thought it was a good one.
I like Paul George.
Come on, Ryan. Shake the draft up. Pull a Wall Street. Pull a Wall Street. Come on. Be legendary.
Number two option.
I'm surprised he didn't pick Brandon Ingram. He loves Brandon Ingram.
It's a tough call at this point.
And also, he hasn't picked Russell Westbrook yet. I was hoping he would pick him early. Oh my God, who do you pick? Oh,
that's a great pick. That's a great pick.
Yo, I'm gonna change your online name to Thief because you can't. You keep taking my low key players, bro.
Yeah, I did that last year and I still lost. So. Wow. I'm just throwing myself. You think I'm drafting well? I'm throwing myself on grenades by accident.
Drew Holiday. That's a decent pick. That's a
decision.
He's
gonna be good. They're probably going to play him off the bench. Like, you're going to get a lot out of him. But
Oh, he got.
Yo, he said that's a decision.
Nah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I haven't seen it, so I don't know if he needs like guards.
Stand on it's it, weird, brother. You know? Stand on it, man. That is a weird pick.
But Daniel's been drafting a team. Like he's going for positions and stuff.
Oh, man.
Smart pick, but I wasn't expecting it.
I got some of our rosters.
Yeah, Bronx Bombers. Come on, Ed. I know you fishing. You trying to fish. He got the split screen because you ain't got no dual monitor up. You got the split screen.
I got dual monitors, son.
No? Oh, good. Okay. So he got the one side. He got his simulator running, trying to help him draft. And the other side, he's got the ESPN.
Man, Brandon Ingram's up there.
Yo, Wall Street, whatever you do, don't trade anybody.
Coach, stop coaching. What are you talking about?
Honestly, it doesn't look appealing, but it might work. Like, focus on it, man.
Oh man,
the Porzingis pick is a reach.
So Coach is the optimist of the group, y'all. Coach is the optimist. Zach LaVine.
Damn, fuck Kelvin Johnson.
Right on time. That's value right there. That's a value pick.
That's a value pick. That's a McDonald's value pick. It's garbage.
Put Zach LaVine on a team where he get all the shots. Go off.
Right, but it'll be low percentage. It's categories this year, brother.
I mean, percentage is up there this year again? I mean,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, that's so nice.
It's horrible for Zach LaVine.
It doesn't matter. Everything else he's going to add outweighs that. Especially like if he gets to 26, like he'll be fine.
I'm questioning Coach. I'm questioning.
Like,
what are you talking about, Coach?
Blow it up over there. So he's going to go somewhere he can jack up shots. If Jordan Poole got picked up way earlier, that's not bad value at all.
Oh, man.
Sorry. That's a grenade right now. My bad.
I'm gonna be... Who's up? I'm done.
Clearview's up.
Come
on, Clearview. Make it weird.
Make it weird.
My last pick was kind of weird. So let's get weird.
Jamal Murray's a good look.
Oh, man. Pick Jamal Murray. That's not a weird pick at all. That's a good pick. You should have picked him last round. You'd have a better team. You picked DeAndre Ayton. Oh, bump juice.
I mean, he's on the Blazers, yo. He's the number two option now. He's going to be screwing him.
I think he's bugging, yo. He's about to do better.
I can't wait to beat you.
He's going to be good on 2K23 online. That's the only thing he's going to be good on. Fuck out of here. It's horrible.
Man.
These last few picks, y'all, have me questioning the basketball IQ of this group. I'm wondering what's going on. Oh, Tyreek. Damn, that's a good pick. That's a good. Damn it, man. Ryan. Oh, man. Ryan's fucking up my draft hard. He's fucking up my draft, bro.
Saving you.
He's definitely fucking up my draft.
Saving
you. He's not saving me. Tyrese Maxey?
No.
When Harden jumps off the. Who picked that? Wall Street and E Legend. Wall Street. Wait, hold on. I'm going to call him.
Yo.
I'm going to call him. It's my pick anyway. Yeah. So, who am I doing? E Legend. That was the worst pick in the history of picks. Yo, you just pulled the Wall Street, bro. Hang up on you. You trolling.
We're really gonna waste the whole.
Why not? Where you going? You got something to do? You gonna act like you got a social life now at all times? Come on, son.
I gotta fix my cereal.
Come on, man. Now I'm struggling right now because this is hard. This is a hard choice. But I'm gonna go with Evan Mobley. He's like, that's my swing. That's my swing for the park.
Yo, I can't believe y'all gave me the most likely most improved player in the NBA.
Here we go.
Austin Reeves? Please don't pick Austin Reeves.
RJ Barrett.
No, Wall Street. Do you know RJ Barrett was not getting drafted?
This thing don't care.
RJ Barrett would not get drafted.
Yo, he don't care, yo. He don't care.
Yo.
Y'all crazy.
And say, yo,
you
gotta take this seriously.
He's my utility player. Y'all would have went Austin Reeves. I needed a forward.
That's why we gotta play for money.
Yo, I needed a forward. I needed a forward in my utility spot.
You sneaky. I like that. You sneaky. That's a sneaky
Next
pick.
Year, we got to play for money, yo, because niggas be drafting RJ.
Yo, I needed a coach. Forward in my utility spot.
Coach, and I'm stop drafting my old team, bro.
Franz was Ryan's that he wouldn't trade to me, so I had to do that. And
Sengun was mine.
Back a big.
Yeah, oh, y'all okay. Wildin'. Yo, wow. Is Kyle Kuzma starting this year or what?
He was starting.
Huh? Yeah. He was starting last year?
Yeah.
All right, so I'll take Mr. Kuzma.
Oh, yo, that's a good one. I honestly, I like that pick.
I needed those players in my utility positions. RJ and Kuzma, that'll fill that up for me.
Oh, you still saying RJ. Bless your heart.
That... RJ's going to do all right this year.
Yeah, he is, though. But fantasy-wise, he's going to be horrible.
Come on, who took Ja?
Somebody took Ja? Nobody took him.
Oh.
Trying to find him? How are you doing? What are you trying to do right now?
He was at the top of my list. And,
CJ McCullough is still on the board?
Yep. CJ McCullough. Yo, all right, now, I'm going to really fuck y'all up now because there's another player that y'all ain't see. Y'all not really checking for. Because y'all stuck.
I want to take a picture of my list before you.
Y'all all stuck on 2K. I'm really, you know, shout out to Clearview. He drafting tight. Ryan's drafting tight. Coach, I'm shocked at you, bro. I was expecting more from you, man. I'm picking Jalen Williams from OKC.
Oh my God!
I'm picking Jalen Williams. I'm stuck on y'all, bro. I'm sitting there like, y'all, what are y'all doing? What are y'all doing?
Damn! I gotta X that out now. Okay.
That's right, you do. That's right, you do.
Damn.
Oh, like we watch the same games. Like, what are y'all, Coach? You and I have conversations, in-depth conversations.
That was nice. That was nice. That was cute.
Oh man, Queens get the money, long time no cash. Caught up in the hustle where the guns go blast. Fool retaliated, so I had to think fast. Y'all don't know that song. Who sings that? Y'all don't know who sings that. That was Mobb Deep.
I was about to say that.
Uh-oh. Who? Oh. Walker Kessler. That's a solid pick. That's a solid pick. Yeah. He gets props for that. That's a solid. You motherfuckers from basketball only stealing my fucking picks, bro. Yo. Yo.
Kevin Porter Jr. getting drafted? Yo, Scoop? Seriously?
That's a stretch pick. He's the lead guard, but for the person that picked DeAndre Ayton, Scooter's gonna be blocking his points. And he's good. Scooter's good, bro. Like, don't stun on Scoop. Scooter's good. He reminds me, he's got like a little bit of D Rose. He got a little bit of hops like Russ. Like, kid is fast, bro. Miles Turner, you guys are just dismantling my old team. I don't want them niggas. Those are my old hoes. I done moved on to new hoes. I got new hoes, y'all. What y'all doing? Yo, Ed.
Yo.
Pick James Harden. You know you
might. Yo, I might. Pick
James Harden, bro. You know you want to.
I definitely do.
You know you want to.
I may. But in the meantime, let me. Oh, shit. Niggas get mad quiet when I talk, when I'm up.
Nah, bro, because you don't talk. You don't talk, so you be trying to pick your pick sneaky, bro. Yeah. All right. Who? What's your simulator telling you to pick?
I'm a pick Nick Claxton on you, yo.
Oh, that's a good pick. That's a good pick. Not picking Nick Claxton? Okay. Don't pick Nick Claxton. Don't pick him.
Prisoner of the moment. Prisoner of the moment. Not bad.
Brandon, prisoner of the moment.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
You should pick Harden, Ed. Pick Harden.
I might.
You should pick him.
I might.
Why not, bro? You should pick him. Why not?
Let me see what my simulation says first, though.
You know what it says. Act like you don't know what it says. You know what it says. Oh, ooh, man.
You guys pick my guy?
Oh, God. Last sleeper pick up
here. There we go. There we go. This is where it gets slow, everybody. This is where it gets slow. Yo, Ryan, get out of my head and stop picking my players, bro. Cut it out. All right.
Are you looking at Scoop?
I was, but not that early. I was hoping y'all slept on him, and I was gonna pick him like last or like the 12th round, because he's a lead guard, and he what's his name? Chauncey Billups said he's letting him go, so it's like he's
my only just, worry is percentages might be not there.
They're not gonna be that great, but. His points, he's going to put up points. You know what I'm saying? He's going to put up points.
Man, that's a good pick.
That's a hell of a pick. That's a hell of a pick.
Wow.
Ed, I was looking at him. I'm not going to lie.
I don't know about him. I don't know.
No. Ed, I was that's about a good pick. That's a good – Ed, you bugging. It's better than picking Devin Booker second.
Yeah. I just want to see. Oh, I'm on the clock.
Derby Grant.
Oh,
oh my!
I think without Dame and with the addition of school, he's about to get more time.
He might.
He should blow up.
Yep, it's
he's gonna blow up your roster.
Oh my cue.
Oh man. Prisoner of the moment.
That's good.
Nobody's picking Harden? Wow. I knew somebody. The bronze bomber.
Harden don't know who he's picking.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick.
Oh, round, yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm looking at some of my old hoes, and I'm looking at new hoes. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. It's starting to be slim pickings. It's like when they do that last call at the bar and you got a girl and they cut the lights on and you like, damn.
That's what you look like? Like, oh, damn.
Damn, I danced with you all night.
I got to call a cab to my car. I got to
Oh, my God. Clearly, you sound like you speak from experience.
Oh, I've been through
some shit.
Be careful.
I've been through some shit.
He
said, be careful. Oh, man.
I got at the 40-point club once.
Yeah. But I'm going to go with one of my old hoes. I'm going to pick Fred VanVleet. He's a lead guard in Houston. I'm going to see what it does. See what it does out there. He didn't let me down last year. I'm seeing too many weird picks down this road, and all of my late picks got picked. So that is what it is at this point. Be Legendary's on the clock. Oh man, the suspense is killing me.
There's a lot of value out here. There's no need to.
The suspense is killing me. Oh my God, Wall Street.
See, I heard a little rumor about Ben Simmons that
pick him. That's a good pick.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
His contract is basically now based on his output. You know, some shit like that. Is that true? Like,
yeah,
he doesn't get paid or some shit like this.
Yeah, it's true. You should pick
then we got him. We got Bradley Beal.
You should pick him.
I don't know. He's
well, pick
he's,
him too.
And CJ McCullough.
Pick them. He's pick all three of them. Three. You should pick. I'll give you all three of them right now, and you can still draft the other two players that you're gonna pick.
Yeah. But that actually gets expensive than Witty.
Yo, everybody's sleeping on Norman Powell, bro.
You pick him. Yo. Yo. Jeez.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to take Big Ben.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick. And there's that is a bad rumor, Wall Street.
That's a good pick, yo.
That is a bad Hector, rumor. That rumor does not exist. Yo. His contract is solid. They can't
change. But you know what, Heck? You could have got him without – he could have been undrafted.
Could have been undrafted. But you live and you learn.
He was in my queue. Obi. Doesn't take him.
That's a good pick, bro.
Nick Claxton. That is a good pick. That was actually going to be my next pick.
I don't know about him, though.
Oh, man.
I want to keep swinging, or do I want to, like, keep it a little simple?
Keep it a little simple. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I'm taking the biggest star still on the board at this point.
Yeah. Spencer Dinwiddie? Wow. That's what you're gonna pick. See, you should pick him. You should pick him. Go ahead, go for it. Colin Sexton, y'all sleeping?
Oh, I know he's gonna pick
Portis.
Ryan, if you don't pick Bol Bol, I'm gonna be highly disappointed in you. You know that's your guy, bro.
You know that shit don't work on me. Cut it out.
it would have been nice in theory, but
Spencer Dinwiddie.
Yo, pick.
Oh, Jalen Green.
Oh, wow.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick. Van Fleet's going to make things easier for him.
Like,
and that, the and that and Kevin Porter's fighting that.
This is a lot later, but this is my Anthony Edwards pick from last year. Like, yo, he got a lot of potential to become that guy that everybody thought he would be. Yeah.
He hasn't been bad though. He's averaged like 18 and 19. That's in the NBA. But his shot selection's been horrible. But he had bad coaching. He got better coaching now. He's got a good point guard. It's gonna be interesting.
Good deal with CJ.
Bradley Beal. Thank you, Wall Street. Oh my God.
That's okay. A good pick, yo. That's a good pick. Wall Street.
I should have went CJ.
Yo, bro, don't make the pick and then renege as soon as you make it. Stand on it. Stand.
Oh my gosh. Good pick, Wall Street. Good pick. Oh man. I don't know. Who the hell am I gonna pick? It's crazy. You know what? I'm a swing. I'm going for the guy with the biggest chip on his shoulder right now. Do I want to do that? I don't know. I don't know. Let me see. What do I got? I'm going to go with Tyler Hero. He got a chip on his shoulder. I want to see him score some buckets. He's mad that Portland didn't try.
He's a bum.
He's a bum.
He averaged 20. He was doing his thing last year on the low. I'm just saying.
You know, man.
It is what it is.
Shit.
You got Watatambi.
Damn, bro. Jacob Poeltl. He only drafted him because he was on my team last year. I hate you guys, man. You guys are taking all my old hoes. Oh, man. I got new holes. That's a good pick. Jared Allen, that's a good pick. Honestly speaking, that's a good pick. Word. Word.
Yeah.
Your coach, Jericho Sims, bro. Mitch Robinson. Get some Knicks on the board.
not this year, not for me. Not for me. The only two that I would take got drafted. So
I got two fucking Knicks. You know how much weight that is that I'm holding now?
You know how fast you're gonna sink. Oh man. Austin Reeves.
I'm him.
I think he's about to have a hell of a season. As him.
Yeah.
Timothy Mozgov.
Him
and Fredette.
I'm him.
You're me, man.
Let me read the white paper on this guy. All right, who do I have?
Here we go. Ed's looking at his simulator.
You ain't lying. That ain't no lie.
Oh man, here we go.
That geeks.
Who's taking Dylan Brooks?
No. Hey.
Yo, I took him like one Sunday just to kind of match up, and he did negative points. I was like,
yo, are flagrant fouls a category? Can I win that category?
Yo, he's already punching people in the dick. Like, what is wrong with you?
He's gonna eject him 5 minutes into a preseason game. Kicked out of the subway before you even swipe your Metro card.
What is your problem?
Something's wrong, man.
Like, he's a sex addict or something. Like, it's just what's wrong with him?
Something's wrong.
Sex addict is crazy.
Like, 5 minutes into the game, like, they were like, yeah, you got to go. Get out of here. Go wash your hands. Keegan Murray? You're despicable, man. You're a horrible person.
That's not what the stat geeks told you to do. Ain't no
Murray is trash.
Wall Street. I agree with you, Wall Street. Keegan Murray is trash. Like, I'd have picked this younger brother. Keegan Murray. Oh my god.
Nah, he shot like 100 threes or something. He's going right.
At the Equinox, yeah. Yeah, over the summer, right?
Who drafted him last year?
And I cut him last year. I'm trying to get him now.
Don't stat shame him now.
Ooh, Keegan Murray? He was horrible. He's gonna stash him. That's like later in the season. That's gonna be a good pick.
I couldn't afford it.
Yo, Ed, I totally agree with that pick. I was going to do the same thing.
In the second to last round? Why not?
I was going to do the same thing. I'm dead ass serious. Ed, that was...
Well, I couldn't afford it.
See, Ed's forward thinking.
Yo, that's Christmas, right?
That's one better reach.
So. No, 30 games is like January.
25. He's out 25.
25. So that's Christmas. That's Christmas, yeah.
Yeah.
And you figure by like February, he's going to be in full swing.
Yep.
So that's a future pick.
Then I'll trade Fox for something for you. Nigga.
Is that tampering going on here?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Is it tampering if we all hear it though?
Yeah.
No. It's just straight up cheating, right?
It's tampering, but only for Eric.
What about Kevin Porter Jr.?
Yo,
Kevin Porter Jr., isn't he like?
Is he in jail?
He's gonna go to jail.
Yeah,
is he gonna get out before the season? Yeah, he's out on bail, but he's not. He's going to jail. He broke that chick's neck.
They caught Jones while you out it too.
They don't let you play on bail.
Yo, what? Yo, Wall Street's violated right now. Robin Williams, you definitely coming in fifth, right? Oh, my God. It's crazy. Yo. This is out of control. Oh, man.
This shit sucks.
He said shit sucks. Chris Middleton. That's a stretch pick.
He's that's trash. Fantasy trash.
He's back to being a 3-and-D guy now.
Like, oh my God.
I don't think he gets as much wiggle room, so
yeah, he's still hurt.
Yeah.
Who got Robert Williams? Come on, man.
It's like his team name says, he's definitely covered in fifth. I'm a swing for the fence. I'm picking CJ McCollum. It's a late pick. I don't care. I'm a swing. It's a safe pick.
He's going to score 20. Stop. Swing.
He might be injured, bro. You never know. He might be injured. E-Legend said I didn't want to pick Middleton. I fucked up.
Whoever you want will probably still be on the board.
Yeah, that's true. Pretty much. Oh, man. I'm telling you. Oh, man. Listen. I'm surprised at some of y'all. I'm not surprised at Wall Street.
Yo, I got Robert Williams ranked at 172. Good fucking luck.
He was injured a lot of last season.
Okay, Ryan.
Yo, wow. Oh. The malice. Yo. Listen, going into last year, Ed and Ryan were like on my hit list from the beginning. I was like, I got to get ahead of those two. I got to get ahead of them. Because they played fantasy. They played fantasy basketball.
Middleton's on the cut block. Come on now.
Who picked him? Oh, Mitch. Robert, yo, that's actually a good pick, yo.
No, it ain't. Stop being an enabler.
Heck, good pick, bro.
Whatever. That's a horrible pick. It's a horrible pick. Why didn't you draft him then? If he's such a good pick. Right. Let's go back. Let's see who you picked before.
Why are there no good bigs in the NBA, man?
I was looking at the bigs like
it's you only picked Brandon Ingram. You picked Chet Gold, Holmgren. No, Mitch. But that's a good.
Not yet. I would have picked them in that round.
Yeah. I bet.
Which is not a bad pick at all.
Yeah. Fool's gold. Oh, man.
I'm about to do.
Jump off the bridge, bro. Go ahead. Jump off the bridge.
OB.
Yo. Holy moly.
He's going to cost Thibodeau his job. Watch him blow up this year.
I could see it.
I hope it happens.
He's with a good point guard now, and they actually run.
He's gonna be most improved. Watch. It's possible. And we're gonna be dumb as fuck.
Damn, there's a lot of
that
body.
Wouldn't be a first for Nick management. Like, how many players have y'all let go and that went on to be some good somewhere else? That happens.
Like that pick, OB. But I wouldn't. I don't like it for fantasy. I just like it.
I mean, compared to what's out there, like
Indiana's going to be a good team.
Word.
It's him or Steven Adams.
Can we talk about how Emmanuel Quickly is ranked higher than Russell Westbrook in the ESPN's top 100?
That's ridiculous.
That's
Emmanuel Quickly is going to contend for Sixth Man of the Year this year.
Excuse me.
He's gonna be top three, maybe five.
All right.
Excuse me. Sorry.
I gotta do it.
Jabari Smith. That's a good pick for late for last pick.
Oh, I went with height.
Okay.
Well, buckets. Okay. I should say. That was a lot of like fun important games, guys. So.
Buckets. Buckets. D'Angelo Russell. Okay.
Anticlimactic.
No, it's not a bad pick, though.
No, it's not. It's the way you said it.
Not a bad pick. I mean,
no, you're killing it, Heck. Don't listen to these guys. I like that pick.
Yeah. Okay.
Table for you.
You're killing it, Heck. You're killing it.
Like that. Wall Street. Family first, yo. Blood is big.
Yeah. When that trade deadline come.
Listen.
Blood is thicker than water, yo. Don't let these niggas. Blood is thicker than water.
I never said two characters in life.
Wall Street. You're not related to Ed. You're not related to Ed.
Is my child's first cousin. Are you crazy?
You're not related to Ed. Your child is related to Ed.
Yes, I am. We're related.
Okay. I never sent you a trade you didn't like. All right, don't forget.
We are blood. We're blood related. We are our children, our progeny.
You want Curry for Anthony Edwards?
Here we go. Draft trade.
Here we go. My God. Oh man.
Who's up?
I'm up. I am looking.
Eldon Johnson, son.
Nah, negative.
Get Trey Jones.
Devin Vassell. I need a forward.
I like that.
A forward and a shooting guard. And I had to get him before Coach got him.
Yeah, I let him go for the hype. So
man.
You gotta go off, bro. If Obi don't go off, I'm be tight.
But what? He's your 12th round pick. Like,
yeah, man. There's other scorers that I passed up on.
Your roster is okay without Obi. Like, it'll be fine.
I need that home run hitter.
Okay.
Yo, Wemby got to average 10 rebounds.
Wemby's not averaging 10 rebounds. They have him on the perimeter right now.
Never know.
Wemby? He's floating. Yeah, he's
you want Wemby? Talk
Wemby,
to me.
Wemby's the starting power forward. You want Wemby?
Who's your first pick? The number one overall pick for your number one overall pick.
Oh my God. The wheeling and dealing starts already. I love it. Oh my God. This is horrible.
Do we get the schedule right away to see who plays who in the first week?
You play coach. You play coach in the first game, the first week.
You know what to do. You know what to do, Wall Street.
Wow. Wall Street, you know what to do? Is that how it's
going
to go?
I don't.
That was going to go, Wall Street.
I have a margarita.
Jesus Christ.
Get this at your lineup.
E-Led just said, Middleton's on the trade block, y'all.
Let me see. Wait,
Clearview, I think that was directed at you.
What he said? Who's on the trade block?
Middleton. He legend said Middleton's on trade block.
No, I think. No thanks.
Yo, what's clear? He's on the cut block. Oh my God! I'll give you a Mr.
Ooh, OG. I was thinking about him, yo.
Yeah, I had to do it. I think he was one of the best left.
Okay, but you know what? In fantasy, he's going to be trash. You're going to drop him in third week. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God.
Nobody in the past you over there.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Nobody.
Is that it?
All right, my team is complete.
There we go. I think I got the best team again this year. I think I got the best team.
Put yourself.
I have so much versatility. It's ridiculous, bro. It is disgusting. I am going to be killing y'all in multiple categories a game each week. Good luck, y'all. Good luck. Oh, man.
Nah. Got my guy.
And Kevin Durant.
I love it.
Throw the whole season in the
game. I love it. I love it.
All right. I took two flyers the last round. Am I in love with my I love my draft last year. I don't love my draft this year, but that's all right.
Miles Bridges? Is he
I just feel like I made
I don't pay attention. He has a 10-game suspension. So his stats this year were based off of last year. He didn't play last year.
Miles Bridges.
That's gross.
Ooh,
I
forgot about him, right?
OB,
you're like, oh, I forgot about him.
Definitely not.
I feel like I made.
I wish you well, my bro.
But other than my two mistakes, I love my.
In recapping, obviously the pick that shook up the draft was Devin Booker. Right, that shook up the whole draft.
And the Porzingis draft. I think the Porzingis pick is. Stretch it all the way.
Where at? Oh, in the third round?
Yeah, yo. Porzingis in the third round? Come on,
yeah,
man.
I mean, you know, it is what it is.
I got Porzingis as well.
He has vision.
Can I start with Clearview? Clearview, what was the driving force behind your picks, bro? What was the driving force behind your picks, Clearview?
I wanted guys that were durable, number one. Versatile on a stat sheet, and I was trying to avoid getting a lot of teammates, which I did last year. I drafted two Bulls, two Warriors, two Cavs.
True.
So when they didn't play, like I had night. I remember me and Ed went at it. Ed had like, I swear he had like a full roster, and I had like two players. And I was like, you know what? That's where I have to. So those are like my top three goals.
Okay, you got Giannis though.
All right.
Coach. You got Pascal and you got Giannis. You did well, man. And you got Scottie Barnes.
That's not him. That's Hex team.
Yeah, this is my team. This is my team.
I wish. I wish, Ed. Trust me,
this nigga wins one more year. You guys won't hear from me. I'm like deleting all your texts. I'm out of the group.
Oh, you're gonna be out the group then. It's all right. Coach. What were you trying to do? Because you confused me at times. There were certain picks that you had that I was curious. I'm like, why? But I think you got a solid team.
I was
Kyrie Irving pick was early.
Look, between like 12 picks before my next pick, so I was like, yo, I have to get good value. Yeah. So why not get the number one option? Kawhi, number one option. KD, the 1A option, if you know.
Then
like Kyrie's gonna get easy buckets, technically not the number one option, but might as well be every time Luka brings the ball up. Like,
that's hopefully.
A whole bunch of number one options. And then I had to take Wemby. I needed a rookie that was, you know, that was going to do his thing. So whatever that looks like is fine by me.
All right.
And I made up for it with the Obi pick because I think that's going to be
He might be the most improved player this season.
Nah, you got a nice team right there.
Yeah, that's a nice team.
Thank you.
I wanted Cade. I had Cade on my draft. I'm not even gonna lie. I had Cade. I had Jalen Green on my wish list as well. So those good picks.
Right. Yeah, Cade was the sneakiest one to me.
Yeah, Cade is. Y'all dropped the ball on that one. Y'all gonna regret that. Yeah.
I was gonna draft him like he had the pick right before me. He took it. Like it's a solid pick. He played like 15 games or something last season, and then he sat out. He's going to come back and do real well.
Yeah, definitely. So, Ryan, looking at your picks, you said you kind of landed on a bunch of grenades. Why you feel like that? Like,
no, I was joking around. Actually, like, I'm pretty excited about my team. There were only two – there's a three – I've only had a couple of guys who only play one position, and that's kind of on purpose because – it just makes picking slots a lot easier, in my opinion. I started with Embiid because even though he won MVP last year, there's a chance that Harden won't be around, so he's going to have to be
even more dominated
for that team.
And
then everyone else, I think, is more just like high-percentage people I think are going to take the leap. Like Jordan Poole's on a team by himself. Robert Williams is in a new situation.
Yeah.
Jared Allen's going to be on a team that made the playoffs last year. Everyone on the Warriors is old, so Andrew Wiggins is going to have to be carrying more weight. DeMar DeRozan's looking like, you know, he's trending up.
Yeah.
He's got guys who I thought would put up good percentages and have stuff to prove. I think anybody who picked anyone that's on, like, Oklahoma City is going to be.
That's fine. The talented team.
Yeah.
I like your Josh Giddey pick. Your Josh Giddey pick and your Lauri Markkanen pick. Those are guys I had on my wish list. Now, those were solid picks. Although Lauri probably gonna trend downward because he's being scouted now, since he's their number one shooting option. He was under the radar, so he got a lot of buckets because of that. To me, in my opinion, but I think he's still solid. The kick could still play. The offense is basically centered around him. So the Josh Giddey pick, you got him right before I was able to get it. I was like, shit. Where?
I wanted DeMontis. I know I couldn't. And then I definitely.
Wall Street. Wall Street. Okay, so Wall Street. Tell us your draft strategy.
Wall Street, no matter what they say, you did a good job, man.
No, you actually did a lot better.
He did.
You did a lot better than last year. Darius Garland's a great
pick. First pick, you messed up, but the rest of it was good.
Paolo's a good pick.
That's the way he went good. If KP stays healthy, that might be a problem.
You surrounded your first pick with some pieces.
Yeah, you definitely did.
You did.
You drafted better than last year.
No matter what Jack says.
Nah, you drafted better than last year.
But then you drafted RJ.
And Mitchell Robinson.
Mitchell Robinson might be okay.
And Rudy Gobert. And RJ.
D'Angelo Russell. You know.
I think if I had to say one thing, Wall Street, I would say that you drafted players a lot earlier than expected. Yeah. I would say that. Now, you didn't draft bad players. You just drafted them earlier than – and you opened up the draft because you drafted those players earlier. You had players that you could have drafted. You were in a prime position to pick a Giannis or a Luka.
Yikes.
And, you fucked up. That's what makes it difficult. Yeah. Nice. The fact that you didn't pick Giannis and you picked Booker, that you know, in those situations, that although Devin Booker is the best small shooting guard in the NBA, but Giannis, because of his field goal percentage, his points, his defense, he's one of the best players in the NBA.
Yeah.
And that could have been the difference between winning this league and losing the league.
And to add to that, Ed, honestly, I think that Dame's going to get him easier looks. He's going to be finishing a lot easier. He's going to dominate this year.
Like, Devin Booker could have been, like, your third pick. He wasn't my first pick last year. He was my third pick.
If this league was for, like, $100 each, Wall Street, tell me the truth. You put $100 in this league, would you have picked Booker?
Probably.
How much money do I make? Am I like making like 150 a year?
You make 700. There's seven of us. You make 600. Let's say we put $1,000 each, right? And $1,000, and the winner gets 6,000. Would you pick Devin Booker?
No. Having fun is just as important as winning.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Honestly, I'm drafting the same way either way because I just want to beat y'all, whether there's money on the line or not. If there's money on the line, I'm probably going to look like a raccoon.
Yeah, I want to beat y'all too, no matter what the situation is.
But Wall Street, you picked a lot better. Like, Devin Booker is a great pick, just not first round. I picked him like in the second or third round last year.
The only thing that makes me nervous for you, if Devin got hurt, your team is like,
Here we go with the conspiracy theories.
I got
injury.
But I tell you, the bottom of your draft was the best part of your draft. You picked Ben Simmons, Kyle
Bradley
Kuzma,
Beal. Bradley Beal.
Garland.
I really love
those are
Ben
good picks.
Simmons may Young shock good, all Young of Young us. Keep it a buck. Ben Simmons may shock all of us.
Ben Simmons, I wanted him. I wanted him. I didn't think he was going to get drafted. He might make us regret
not picking him, honestly.
He may start as a point guard.
Not picking Ben Simmons, but okay.
Tell you, maybe Ben Simmons.
And Kristaps, I'm not saying that they're gonna be, but I'm saying that they're good chances. You know, there's a lot of upside.
Definitely.
You know,
100%.
Their field goal is gonna be good. So for like guys that for what their position, they do what they're supposed to do. But if KP gets hurt.
Yeah. But then the I put some backup for KP. So I'm looking at KP like he could get hurt. So that's why I got Rudy Gobert and Mitchell to try to, like, you know,
he got Trey Young too.
Fill up that gap just in case.
We're bitching only because your team could have been better. You know what I'm saying? Listen, Trey Young, you could have had Giannis.
I think you could have had Devin Booker with like a Giannis or somebody. That would be too.
You could have. You could have had him in the next round.
That would have been
nice. I don't think I would have got him in the next round, especially with all the hype that I was putting in the chat. I was not getting him in the next round.
No one wanted him, Wall Street. No one wanted him. Let me be honest.
No way. He's the best shooting guard on the board.
Listen, Anthony Edwards is the best shooting guard on the board.
Fine. So second.
I'm just saying.
That's his opinion.
At first, I thought you was joking, and as we kept going, I was like, you know what? It changed my whole strategy because with you saying you was going to pick Devin Booker, I was like, shit, I'm going to get Giannis. It was either Giannis or Shai Gilgeous.
And Heck.
Who did you end up getting, Heck?
Yeah, he got Giannis. That's why I'm a little upset at you, because by you picking Booker, you gave the guy that won the championship last year Giannis. That's almost as if you gave him the number one draft pick. By the way, guys, before this shit started, I had the number one draft pick and just Heck hit the randomizer again. That's cheating. I didn't bitch about it. I'm not complaining, but he cheated, yo.
You can't be the commissioner and have the number one pick.
He cheated, yo. He cheated.
Listen, I saved you from a lot of controversy.
You cheated.
Ed didn't have the first pick?
Ed had the first pick, I had the randomizer.
And then he hit the randomizer. And I'm like, yo, I had the first pick.
Wait, and you had it again?
No, he had the last
pick.
Wait, so who had the first pick?
Me!
What the? Oh, shoot.
Since we're going now,
going back to money. If this was a money draft, this shit would have been. I would have been like, I'm out. I'm not playing.
You would have kept that first pick.
Yo, I would have been like, yo, I get the number one pick. He cheated. But since it's not a money draft, and we're all about like fun play, I don't care. But if it was a money draft, it could have been $5. That would have been a problem.
You can't be the commissioner and the first pick, bro.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Randomizer.
No, bro. Let's look at your roster.
Yeah, I got like five of the best of the best guards in the NBA. I got Halliburton, Shai Gilgeous. I got Fox. You know what? Zion, people forgot that he was a number one fantasy player 2 years ago.
Yeah, I had him last year, and he was the only reason I was ever even if
when he was healthy.
I almost accidentally beat anybody. It was because of Fox.
But yes. the problem with my team is
health
subjected to injuries and shit. Health. You know, if there's any injuries, it's over.
Because Zion is questionable. 82
games this year.
Because Zion legitimately could be the number one draft pick.
I'm not gonna lie. When Ja gets out of suspension, that's a problem.
I'm curious about the Miles Bridges pick.
That was a stash and grab.
Because Miles Bridges, you could have got him later. Nobody really wanted him. He's not like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. But basically, at that the last pick of the draft, you can get those guys anywhere. And I didn't want someone to grab him when he's their best power forward, and he only has a 10-game suspension.
That's true.
10 games.
Yep, that's it. Oh. That's 2 weeks.
That's not bad.
Keegan Murray. Because I like your Chet Holmgren pick. That was a low-key pick that I wanted. I wanted De'Aaron Fox.
I don't know about Chet. You know, he's really a second year. He's definitely gonna win the rookie of the year.
Chet is better than
I think he's gonna average 20 and 10.
Chet?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know about that, but
I think he's gonna average 20 and 10.
I like the 10. I don't know about the 20.
He might average 20.
He's
good, yo. I saw the game the other day. He's good.
But they were feeding him because of the matchup. They were feeding him, like, in truth, Shai Gilgeous is gonna be the primary facilitator.
That's true.
And then you got Giddey, who's gonna play a lot of on ball as well. I say I would think 15 and 10. 15 and 9, two blocks. Like
18 and 10.
Quite possibly. Because they have a sophisticated offense.
Too. I don't know how I got I don't know how I got Fox. You guys slept on Fox. Fox.
I was gonna pick him. I was gonna use him in the next
pick. I picked him in the 40. Like he was in the. We were already like in the fourth round, and that was a big mistake.
Yeah, he's the third best guard.
Yeah, you guys slept on that. I don't know who could have picked him up, but a bunch of you guys.
I picked 36. Kevin Durant. So let's go.
I guess back. My question to you guys is, why didn't you pick him up?
I was waiting to pick him up.
Honestly, I was waiting pick to pick him up too.
Coach, so, why didn't you pick him up?
I got Curry, Kyrie, and Kevin Durant.
I was so upset about not picking him up. I picked up Jrue Holiday and took a holiday.
Let's see. You got him what round? He's 36, right?
That was wasn't that second or third? Second? Third?
I got him pretty late, man.
Yeah, he was the 36th pick. So 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 36. So you took him before I got him.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Because I wasn't Jaylen Brown.
I got him ranked as the 17th best player in his draft.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna pick De'Aaron Fox over Jaylen Brown. Like that right there, I wasn't gonna do
it. That makes sense.
But
I'll be back in 30 seconds, guys. I'm sorry.
In that sixth round, I would have picked him. That's when I was going to pick him, but you. You took him, and it forced me to pick Nikola.
Yeah, nigga, because you can't be picking all the best players.
I'm not. Listen, this ain't the
Heck draft, yo. This guy think that we revolve around this guy's decisions. Listen, yo, man. You hit that randomizer. If it was for 50 cents, I would draft is over. I can't do it.
Oh, brother.
Nope.
Oh, no. Brother, here we go.
We'll be talking about that shit the whole year.
You should.
Cheetah.
I didn't cheat.
Well, yo, right,
you can't get the first
everybody,
pick.
Just know that I had the number one draft brother. And just had.
And what does that mean? What does it mean?
I don't know. I could have meant I had Giannis or somebody else.
Sure. Sure. Means nothing. You still ended up with Shai Gilgeous.
I did.
Technically.
Only because Wall Street messed up. Because Wall Street picked Booker.
Yes.
Who's a top 15 player, not a top 3 player.
He shut up the whole draft because look where Luka fell. Luka fell to 4. Like,
Wall Street, we got to save him from himself. I'll tell you a story. My brother tried to get my parents to buy a bullshit house in Florida. And I always said to my parents, I'm going to save you guys from yourself. I'm not going to let this happen. We got to do the same thing for Wall Street. You got to save from yourself. Yo, boys, I got kids, man. I got to check on my kids, yo. It's good times, brother. Yeah. I'm out.
Man, listen. Take care, Ed. Great team.
I'm going to bust your ass, yo. Later, guys.
Yeah, you can't be you're not going to be – you can't be the GM. And get the first pick.
Just know that I got the number one draft pick, and just heck hit the randomizer. Yo, what's wrong with you, bro? You can't do that shit. That's cheating.
That's not cheating.
I can check a cash out, but I ain't got it.
Yeah, okay. How'd you get the first pick?
Yeah,
how'd you get the first
randomizer? I don't know.
Yeah, I bet you. Yeah, I bet you did. Yeah, okay. We're gonna talk about cheating.
Second randomizer, you did, nigga.
You want to change the rules, it benefits you.
I change rules,
and you want to get the first pick?
Yeah, for the better.
For the better. I know.
For the better.
I know. Yeah.
I didn't complain because I was like, you know what, these guys are gonna be bitching this shit, but you cheated.
Listen, I saved you from.
Make sure you videotape this shit and put this shit
on time, yo. I did. Make sure this is recorded right now. But
you just had changing the rules on us, yo. Come on, man.
Change the rules.
Review the tapes.
I saved you from.
I'm just joking. I was happy with my selection. That's the last time I'll even mention the randomizer again. I was very happy where I selected my picks. Thank you very much, Just Heck. You cheat.
Wait, who you think about taking first?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I would have picked fucking Jokic from fucking Denver. Yeah. I would have won this whole shit. This nigga, yo.
Listen,
hey, I'm gonna ask you out, yo. I'm trying to ask you.
You still, gonna win. You still have a chance to win. Coach got him. Coach ain't doing
I didn't I didn't fill him up with fluff. Last year I filled him up with a lot of fluff. Like, oh yeah, Anthony, Young.
Yeah, Victor Wembanyama is a solid pick, man. Definitely not fluff.
Yo, coach, all due respect, last year you were really bad. When I used to play you, that's the only time I thought I had a chance to win.
And I beat everybody else. That's crazy, right? And I made the playoffs. That's crazy, right? That says a lot about the rest of the league. That says a lot about the rest of the league.
I said all due respect before I said that.
I know, but hashtag woke now.
The daggers, bro. The daggers. That's like, crazy.
At the bottom. I was what? One in
eight. Yo, next year we playing for money.
Yeah, I was like 1-8.
I'm with it. I
made it to the playoffs.
What are we playing for next year? How much money we playing for?
You can speak, bro. I don't know why you're not speaking. You can speak, bro. Guy's like reviewing his German.
He's sticking to the name. He's sticking to the name. Where's money?
Guy's like
said he's reviewing his German. Oh my God. Ruthless. It's a ruthless hour.
Unfortunately, I had to let you win after trading me Curry.
Oh, you guys,
we can't let Heck win, yo. No matter what.
Everybody read the chat. Everybody please read the chat.
No matter what, we can't let Heck win. Wait, fucking Wolfie with the fucking Booker pick.
I'm rolling up.
Please read the chat.
I'm rolling.
Please read the chat.
This guy wins because of Giannis. I'm going to be stupid mad at fucking Wall Street, yo.
Yo, if I beat Heck with Booker,
you're not.
You know how mad he's gonna
pick
be.
Porzingis in the second round.
He's gonna cry. I'm not gonna be mad.
If I beat him with Booker, he's gonna cry.
That's your championship, right? If you beat Heck with Booker,
that's my championship right there.
Yo, I will not be mad at all.
We're going to call that game Troll versus Troll. We're going to call that game Troll versus Troll week.
Mind games. He legendary. I stayed quiet right until draft week. And did I not call it or not?
Yo, what
did
when I is say before the draft?
Nigga, don't talk to me, yo. You're cheating, yo. Nigga hit the randomizer. You thought I forgot about that, yo? I was like, yo.
And you my said it was the last time you're going to talk about it.
It took me the entire draft to think about that shit. Like, yo, this nigga did the randomizer, yo. What's wrong with you, bro?
You can't get first.
Are you lucky we ain't playing for money? I'll be breaking your legs right now.
You cannot get the first pick. I'll
be going to Manhattan,
breaking your legs. You cannot get the first pick. Cannot get the first pick.
Hello.
That is a main man breaking legs out here.
Yo. Yo.
I'll be like, yo, cousin, yo, this guy. I got to talk to you.
Oh, man. All shout outs to Wall Street. I think we all ate well tonight because of Wall Street.
Yo, Wall Street, man. You had a good late draft. You had a terrible early draft, yo.
When I win,
Porzingis.
When I win the championship this year.
That was a good pick in the third round. But you don't fucking pick Booker when Giannis is on the board, man. That's like...
Giannis is coming off of surgery. He's going into a new system.
First of all,
Middleton is not. I don't think that Middleton's gonna have
a Embiid. You had Giannis on the board. You had Luka on the board. You had Tatum on the board. You had Haliburton.
Did
you just say yikes? You had mad players.
So basically, tell him to sleep with a nightmare because he's gonna have one.
Yo, man. Yo, I'm pissed at you, bro.
Damn.
I'm gonna have to call my sister-in-law and talk to you. Yeah, yo, be like, yo, you gotta have his judgment, man.
His judgment.
Yo, me and Book off.
I'm gonna call all the family members. I'm calling Josie on the Montolio side. I'm calling Danya on the Rodriguez side. I'm like, yo, your men, I got a question of judgment. Put this shit on the podcast, yo.
We're recording. It's all on there. It's you. You ain't getting the first pick, bro. I don't care what you say. You're not the GM. You're not going to change the rules and get the first pick. What's happening? Sorry, brother.
That shit was randomizer.
I was
then hoping. He gave me the last, then I got the last pick. Yo, this is the worst pick, son. I'm pissed, yo.
I was trying to get Wall Street.
Yo, next year we're playing for money. Yo, I ain't playing. Fuck that. If you ain't playing for money, I ain't going to play.
How much are you playing for? What you want to play? A buck?
Like 100.
100? Hundo?
I think that's fair. Yeah. A lot of work.
Listen, man, I will be glad to take all of your money.
Means that the winner gets 700. And
yes, we know math. Thanks for the math lesson.
Some of us don't.
The winner?
Ryan, are you there? What are you doing, yeah. Ryan?
There's no block.
Did Ryan be like...
Yo, look at it.
Yo, what are you doing?
That's what
maybe
you'll
be talking to the twins. They still gotta go to sleep, yo. They still gotta go to bed. I'll be there in a second.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yo, I gotta shake team, yo. I'm out. I'm
damn shame.
Yes.
I'm gonna beat all y'all. Watch.
Lady, yeah, no, you're not. You're gonna be crying every week how you got gypped out of the first pick.
Yo, I'm
it's all right because Wall Street got the second pick.
Yo, I'm hating on you in particular, yo.
Who, me?
You hit the randomizer, yo.
You deserved it. What do you mean?
You're gonna hit it all season long.
And I gave your man the first, I gave Wall Street the second pick.
He kept it in the family, right?
Yo, fellas, man, listen.
Good luck or bad luck.
Listen, them dudes are out of it.
Oh, man. It should be interesting.
That was karma. I was like, when I saw you in the first pick, I was like, nah, I'm changing that. There's no way. I don't care if I got the last pick. He was not getting the first pick. I wasn't. If he would have got the second pick, I would have been like, cool. But you going to change the rules and get the first pick? Nah. I was like, nah, man. Me not doing that.
Hey, man, Coach, shout out to you for that first pick, man. Enjoy.
Cash out.
I mean, you did what you were supposed to do. Oh, yeah, y'all drafted all y'all supposed to draft it. Though.
Jokic is a no-brainer.
Though, that Wembanyama pick is going to bite you.
I thought he was going to take
And that Kawhi Leonard pick is gonna
nope.
Telling you, bro. Your Cade Cunningham, Franz Wagner, Sengun. Sengun's gonna have a breakout year. He's listed as one of the guys that have a breakout year.
There were too many options.
Nick Claxton, solid.
I roll with what I like.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
You got too many Rockets on your team, to be honest with you. But you can fix that later because Smith is gonna bum out.
Yeah, I got a bunch of guards. That was my only regret. I got a bunch of guards, but they're decent. They're solid.
Good luck to week one. See y'all in about.
I got a bye, so I'm gonna watch y'all battle it out. Because the first
troll
week,
bowl. The troll bowl is gonna be classic.
The first week, Obi, coach got Wall Street.
I'm out.
Easy.